Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Rolling Energy Group Sunday night educational and information podcast. Tonight, we hope to enlighten you and give you some major brain swell. So what I'd ask you to do right now is grab a pen, grab a piece of paper. Go ahead and press 1 if you're brand new to get in the queue. Tonight we're going to share with you some information and take you back in history. We're going to tell you a little bit about Nikola Tesla and his visions. Around 1895, man came to the United States, an immigrant. 1920, he had some visions of some things that literally a lot of people still to this day don't understand. Then we're going to bring you into up to the current speed around 2012. But first, I want to share some information. This show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies. So we ask that you do not ask any kind of medical questions. We are not practitioners or medical doctors. We are here to give you information and educational information. If you're currently taking any kind of medication, do not stop. Consult with your physician and get him on the show so he could kind of get an idea of what we're going to discuss tonight. But refrain from asking any kind of questions because we're not here to cure, diagnose, try to prevent any kind of diseases or share any kind of medical information. This is strictly educational and information only. Second, we ask that you not try to discuss any income. Please make sure you get back with whoever invited you tonight. Get their website information and go read the rewards and compensation, and I would suggest you read about 5 times and take some great notes so you'll understand the full impact of this. But first, I want to share some additional information. What if you had friends that had technology that they could reproduce literally anything in the world? Now, I want you to open up your mind a little bit because when I first thought about this, it was hard to wrap my arms and pull it inside my brain to get my brain to think about it. But then I did, and I thought, holy moly. You see, everything that you can see, everything that you could touch, everything you can taste has a quantum resonant energy field. Your heart, your eyeballs, your liver, your kidney, your pancreas, every organ of your body, concrete, asphalt. Just like I said, think about and look outside, and as far as you can see, everything you can see and everything you can touch, wind, rain, trees. Think about that, and then think about what the potential could be. Now, I want to share a couple quick things. First, I want to thank Diana Anderson, Sean Doc Farrell, and Joy and Richard Matuition, because without them, Irv and I couldn't travel across the United States and do shows or help our team without these wonderful people. Irv and I both literally have built brick-and-mortar businesses and sales that exceeded over $3.6 million-plus in sales for years and years and years. But Irv is a little different. Now, I've got a little business degree and a marketing degree, but Irv actually taught to college students and graduate students. He has an MBA. He has a marketing degree. He has a psychology degree. He has a speech degree. So, but what he's known for more than anything else is the man is a naturist. He loves to get out into the woods and jungles. He loves to get out into the deepness, laying in fields like he did earlier today, just laying in a field, absorbing the gift from God. The sun to get vitamin D, the earth to get earthing. He's taken more than 1 million people around the world on what they call weed walks. So with that, let's bring Irv on and let him share a little bit, and then I'll come back and I'll share some information with you as well. Irv, take it away, sir.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you great.
Okay, perfect. Appreciate everybody for tuning in this evening. We're going to cover a lot of information relatively quickly. And all I could say is that if you get excited about this information like Gary and I have and a lot of people around the world that we've introduced these basic breakthroughs in technology to, your life will be changed. And there will be no going back. With that having been said, let's start with a little history. About the turn of 1900s, a young man had come to America, and at that point in time, he was highly educated and ready to impact the world with all kinds of ideas, and ended up, eventually, he actually developed 300-plus patents. His name was Nikola Tesla, and he was, you know, absolutely I'll call him a genius, but he was far beyond a genius. He was a visionary. He was a futurist. He saw so many things ahead of their time. In 1895, in a journal, one of his journals, there was a pretty incredible little dissertation on something called self-driving automobiles. Well, you know, that today is pretty much coming to fruition, but think about the timing. Think about, you know, before 1900s, actually showing people riding around in automobiles, and they barely existed at that time, without drivers. And he's best known probably for his work on energy, his electrical work, specifically the Tesla coil. J.P. Morgan was funding his operations on both the New York City side and on the, you know, western side of the United States. And Mr. Tesla was working on developing energy through the air, the ability to transmit power without needing, you know, meters and lines and all that crazy stuff that we deal with every day and pay those bills monthly. Well, never came to fruition, unfortunately. Morgan pulled the plug before that happened. And there are so many other things. I highly recommend, if you don't know much about Mr. Tesla, investigate. The Niagara Project in Niagara Falls is one of his. And it's, you know, an amazing hydroelectric plant that has been emulated and replicated all through the world. It's very efficient, and it literally powers the entire Niagara region. So that was, you know, some of what he did, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about his work in the 20s on something called quantum resonating energy. And let me now jump about 100 years to 2012. A young man in New Hampshire went to the mailbox and opened up an invite to the Tesla convention. For those of you that are not familiar with the Tesla convention, it's an esoteric event in which some of the elite, smartest, sharpest people in the planet gather, and they talk about pretty much things that most people will never even get their heads around. Well, when he was invited, he was so excited. In fact, he was ready to pack his bags and go, but young man and his father, Rick Hassler, specifically at that time said, I don't know, you know, let's talk about this a lot because, you know, you really have a sheltered life. You haven't been, you know, very far out of New Hampshire. I don't know if you're ready to go to Germany by yourself and be with some of the, and I say this respectfully, but some of the geekiest minds in the world. And fortunately, Mike was pretty persistent, and he got his father to absolutely catch the vision of how important this event would be for Mike's future. And ultimately, Rick, you know, conceded, and he said, yeah, okay, you're going, but little compromise here, and that's we're going together. And it turns out that, you know, that was a great decision because Rick, again, the father, had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the industrial giant in Japan. And he had big bucks, and he was comfortable, and that's an understatement. But, you know, he was a businessman. And ultimately, when, you know, a businessman is confronted with an amazing opportunity, things come together. And this is how it came together. This is how history changed. Basically, they came back from the convention, and the father, Rick, had you know, heard all the lectures and been in the breakout sessions, and for him, everything that he heard sounded like science fiction. I mean, it literally was, beam me up, Scotty. Nothing practical, nothing that, you know, there was even potentiality for any way to, you know, bring it to the market or develop it into something for the market. So he pigeonholed it all, you know, all the ideas that he heard about, figured maybe in his lifetime it might come to fruition. And he was 52 at the time. So, you know, within the next 50 years, he was envisioning some kind of practical applications for this quantum energy. Well, turned out his son, Mike, had completely different perceptions on the same information. In fact, he shocked his father when he said, "Dad, based upon, you know, what we were introduced to and some ideas that I have, I believe I could create some practical applications and we could change the world." And his dad did a double take, or maybe it was a quadruple take. He said, "What are you talking about, kid?" And Mike said, "I got it, Dad. And Rick has a lot of confidence in all of his children." And he said, "Are you serious?" And Mike said, "As serious as I've ever been in my life." And Rick said, "All right, well, what do you need?" And Mike said, "Money, and lots of it." Well, not being a problem, he said, you know, but he's a conservative business guy. And he said, "For what?" And at that point, Mike began to spell out he needed all the equipment to pretty much put together a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. And that's exactly what he did. So once he had all the equipment in place, he went to work like a madman. I mean, a mad scientist kind of guy. He was so focused because he really wanted to prove to his dad that he had the stuff, you know, that he was ready to become a man and prove himself. And he did. Didn't take very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And they filed for that patent. A couple years later, it was granted. They now have 5 additional patents. And I ask you, you know, not to take our word for anything that you're hearing tonight. Specifically, you do your diligence. Get back to the individual who invited you here. They'll be glad to, you know, guide you directly to the patent. So you can read it from the U.S. Government Patent Office. You know, there won't be any questions or any mystery. And here is the first patent. Here is that first practical application that literally is, you know, one of those things that is a game changer in so many different aspects of our lives. First of all, I'm going to call it a trifecta patent because there's 3 separate parts. The first part is that we isolate energy from a given source. And as Gary alluded to, everything has its own resonating energy. And when you review the patent, you'll see how we do that. And secondly, we take that energy and we embed it into substrates. And they've been working for 8 years, you know, since 2012, improving. And they've literally tested hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different substrates. And they found that carbon fiber and holograms hold energy extremely efficiently. And from here on in, I'm going to refer to those storage devices as batteries. And the only reason I say that is that we're all familiar with batteries. We know they hold energy. This is different. This is quantum resonating energy. And then eventually they wear out. You need to replace them. And, you know, at that point, when you have a new battery, you're ready to rock and roll again. Well, the third part is where you're probably going to have the same difficulty that I had when I first heard this. It just didn't seem like technology has come this far. And I didn't believe it. But fortunately, the individual that was sharp enough to embrace this and brought it to me got me to try it. And once you have experiential proof, you know, once you specifically are in a situation where you can't deny your own reality, there is no doubt that you will be a believer just like I am. And the third part, and here it goes, try to get your head around this one, is that when anything with an energy field is exposed to one of these batteries, and that could be a plant, it could be an animal, it could be a mammal, it could be a human, they take on the same benefit, okay, from the energy in the battery as if they had consumed the original source. So did I just say, you know, when it comes to minerals or vitamins or plants, that we no longer have to eat them to get the benefit of them? Well, it sounds crazy, but it's true. Energetically, we can stimulate all the body processes in exactly the same fashion as if we had consumed them. And now it even gets more incredible. When anything with an energy field is exposed to one of these batteries, and that's simply by putting it, you know, close to your energy field. You could wear it. We have some things that look like peel and sticks, Band-Aid kind of things. We have carbon fiber, you know, kind of look like dog tags kind of things. We have holograms that look like mouse pads for your home computer. You know, they can put it into different striata relative to the specific substance of the battery. But the end result is that the recipient benefits in exactly the same fashion as if they had been exposed to the original emanating source. Now, whoa, let me think about that. That can't be, can it? You can't get the benefits of grounding, of earthing frequency without being somehow connected to the earth or something being connected to the earth. Well, that's how it used to be. Well, now, with technology, we have the ability to put the frequency of the earth into one of these batteries, and you are continually connected to the frequency of the earth. So let me jump ahead, talk about some practical applications, and you can begin to put your head around how you want to first enjoy the benefits of these various technologies. And we give some away free, so if you're a first-time listener, you're going to have the opportunity to get some of our peel-and-sticks without any obligation. We just ask that you pick the topic of interest and you specifically watch a little more information so that you get a better understanding of how this is actually part of our world. So the first one was something called Relief. It is a peel-and-stick. It has frequency embedded in it. Looks like a Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 inch in diameter. It's clear. It holds energy for about 72 hours, and when you apply one of these, you know, near your body or on your belt or on your necklace or in your wallet, you know, somewhere or on your skin, it will continually resonate the energy that's embedded into it, more than 100 different frequencies, by the way, and it will provide relief, relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, whether it's something that you've had for a long time or maybe you just, you know, do a weekend warrior thing and you pull, stretch a muscle or something. Or nausea, indigestion, pretty much anything that occurs that is anomalous, that needs some relief. And all I can say is that all these technologies are unconditionally guaranteed, so there's no risk of any kind. Get out your debit card, credit card, buy, you know, a 90-day supply. They're minimally, you know, the minimum guarantee is 90 days. Some of our modalities are unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. So kick it apart, you know, take your spouse, your children. Make sure everybody is experimenting with these as quickly as possible. The second modality I'm going to talk about is something called Nitro. It's another peel and stick. Stimulates the nitric oxide production in your body. When you were youthful, you had a plethora of nitric oxide. Basically, unfortunately, as we get older, we lose our ability to develop as much, and a lot of people might call that the natural aging process. Well, we don't need any part of that old, construed natural aging. We have a better solution. And in 1995, there was a Nobel laureate that won the physics prize that year, specifically detailing the benefits of nitric oxide to the mammalian body. Here's a couple takeaways. One, it's a natural vasculator, so it affords your entire cardiovascular system the ability to better deliver oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. Did you hear me say oxygen? How important is oxygen? If you don't think it's very important, just quit breathing for a while. Check it out. And on the other hand, if you really want to experience the benefit of oxygen, which is, you know, one of those natural benefits of having high levels of nitric oxide, you will definitely notice better performance. So the takeaway is better performance and faster recovery time. So if you're headed towards the bedroom, well, don't you want maximum performance? If you're headed to do some kind of physical activity, you know, time to, you know, move a mountain of dirt from your neighbor's yard into your yard so that you could begin to put it down for pre-building a foundation, don't you want maximum performance and maximum recovery time? And if you're going to do some kind of sporting or competitive event, don't you want the edge? Well, talk to any, you know, professional player. They'll tell you they already supplement with something that stimulates their nitric oxide production. They're on to the game. And they'll tell you why. When you ask them, they'll say triple the pump and half the recovery time. Well, they don't have anything as efficient as our energy modality for stimulating the nitric oxide. So take advantage of it. Begin to enjoy a more vital, I'll call it more youthful, vigorous life. I'm going to quickly jump ahead and talk about some other applications, and you'll hear from people that are using and experiencing these on an ongoing basis shortly, so you'll get the detail there. But I'm just going to mention them. Immunity, everybody should be doing everything they can to boost your immune system. Sleep. If you're not getting deep, restorative sleep, you know, whether you have challenges going to sleep, whether you wake up a lot at night, whether you're sleeping a lot, but for one reason or another, you specifically are not getting really good, deep, vital, restorative sleep, then all I can say is you need a sleep patch. Then we have a CBD battery. We have it in two different technologies. One is a peel and stick, and the other is a carbon fiber tag that is unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year. And it has so many advantages over regular possibilities in the CBD realm, because we don't have to deal with dosage. You don't have to deal with frequency. You don't have to deal with the fillers and the chemicals and the other complications, the digestive process that gets in the way of optimal endocannabinoid stimulation. And that is ultimately what we are seeking when we use CBD. We have a system. All mammals have a system. It was discovered in the mid-70s by Dr. McCollum in Israel. And it guides the body into homeostasis or balance. You need to have your endocannabinoid system pumping. You need to get those receptors triggered continuously so you have optimal balance in your immune system, your cardiovascular system, your digestive system, your nervous system, your skin system, every system in the body. I'm going to move on really quickly, talk about basically we have a burn modality. If you're looking to re-sculpt your body, get some detoxification going on naturally without chemicals, we have a perfect solution. And Gary will talk about that. He's lost 100 pounds with silly resonators. So it doesn't get any simpler or better than that. And we have something called WOW, and I'm not even going to go there, but you could begin to put your imagination about why would they name something WOW. And then we have something called Revive. Any challenges from the neck on up? So that's just an overview. Now I'm going to talk about three other technologies that are unique and absolutely a necessity in your life. One deals with EMF, electromagnetic frequency. If you're not familiar with that complication in your life, pull your head out of the sand. It's time to pay attention. We are living in literally a blanket of radiation. There are frequencies from 3G, 4G, 5G, dirty electricity that are negatively impacting the vital force within in your body. And a lot of those are in your home. Some of them you carry in your pocket, your cell phone, routers, laptops, notebooks, smart meters on your house, fobs that unlock your car and unlock your garage, burglar alarm systems. It goes on and on. Even, you know, silly things like hair dryers and microwaves and you know, vacuum cleaners, they all have the potentiality of being damaging, especially with chronic exposure. So we have a simple technology. Don't take our word for it. We have a little 4-minute video done by an investigative news team out of Adelaide, Australia. They didn't believe that our technology, you know, could be real and do what we said it does, and they put it to the test. And you'll see exactly how convinced they were when they finished their testing. And I'm now going to talk about two other technologies that are revolutionary, patented, unheard of, I'm sure. One is called a food freshness card. And what it does is it mitigates the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi. And as a consequence, your food, your bakery items, your cut flowers, and pretty much anything that deteriorates relatively quickly will last 50% longer. And you're going to find it to taste fresher. It's going to seem like it just came right out of the bakery or just came right off the vine when you enjoy it. And you're going to save a lot of money. In fact, this is one of those unique things in our world that if you don't have it, it's costing you money. So I'd recommend getting it as quickly as you can and begin to experience the savings. It's unconditionally guaranteed for an entire year and will, based upon our experience, last much, much longer. I have some that are now 3 years old, and they are just as efficiently working as they were the day that I procured them. We move along to the final item I'm going to talk about in the product line, and it's something called an earthing card. And it's carbon fiber, looks like your credit card, and it has all kinds of essential oil frequencies in it. It has the earthing frequency in it. It has frequencies that not only are going to add vitality to your life, but they also have embedded frequencies that negate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, and even dirty electricity. So all I could say is, please, don't take our word for it. You know, get somewhere, get with somebody that could demonstrate this card. We could literally put it in your hands, and within 50 seconds, we could show you that you become a stronger version of yourself. You improve your range of motion, your balance. A lot of people, as soon as they're holding the card, say, I'm really experiencing something I like. And they may not even be able to pinpoint what it is, but it could be a calming feeling. It could be mental clarity and focus improving. It can specifically be a lot of things that are related to the frequencies that are embedded. And if you want to do some, you know, really cool investigation, just look up earthing, and you're going to find some, you know, scientific validation of the value of just getting your little toesies on the earth as often as you can. And we can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whether you're in outer space or whether you're on the 75th floor of a concrete and steel building. So that's pretty much a brief overview. I hope you're beginning to put your head around some benefits that you're certainly looking to bring into your life, to bring into your family's life, your neighbor's life, your loved ones' lives, your pets' lives, animals on your farm, and it goes so far beyond that. So I'm going to turn my hat just a little. You know, as a former marketing professor, I specifically, you know, kind of like that realm of business action in our world, and I'm going to tell you, I'm giddy about this. I have never been in front of a trend, in front of a technology of this magnitude at the right time, and the potential is unlimited. So you can become a brand partner. It doesn't cost a thing, so you have no financial risk. At that point, you're given a self-replicated website. It has the ability to be translated in multiple languages. We're now doing business in 84 countries around the world. And simply by referring people to your website, when they procure any of the technologies with the unconditional guarantee, so there's no risk to them, you earn money. If you have an interest in building a business, that's great. If you don't, why not just acquire all the products in the product line out of earnings instead of out of, you know, your pocket? And furthermore, if you decide that it's time to create, you know, something serious for your favorite charity, or you specifically want to maybe begin to create the potentiality of having, you know, residual income coming in for your children or your grandchildren, take advantage of this unique technology. You can definitely develop part-time income if you want to. You get a little more serious. If you become a good inviter, you don't have to. Please don't even ever think that you need to do the dissertation that I just went through. I love it. I do it all the time. And it's, you know, I'm stimulated by, quite frankly, sharing information that I know is so vital to people. So I'm driven to do it. You, on the other hand, if you want to make a lot of money, become a good inviter. I do this dissertation multiple times a week. This radio blog show is available 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday at the same time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And if you get good at inviting guests, the first-time listener is going to get freebies. They get a 9-day to a 36-day supply of our resonators, absolutely free. Gary will detail that momentarily. And you receive a 6-day supply in you know, when you have a new guest on that goes after the 9-day supply. So it's a win-win for everybody. And if you are serious enough to begin to develop a global information dissemination team like I have, you know, we just brought on some major players extending our on-the-ground activities in the Philippines. We have a huge group in Australia. We have some pretty amazing things going on in Nigeria. We have, it goes on and on. And did I have a clue that while I'm out driving around the States and, you know, introducing this technology to people that I run into and in retail stores and nonprofit organizations, that it would turn into a full-time growing residual income stream? Clueless. But I'll tell you, it will if you put in the right effort. So with that, please don't procrastinate. Take action. You know, become a brand partner or order product, whichever you choose. But do not waste any time. With that, Gary, take her away.
Thank you, Irv. Once again, a great explanation. Unfortunately tonight, we don't have any new people, Irv. We have basically the regular 7 to 8 people that we always physically have on the program. So, Richard, if you'll open it up, we'll have another little, basically like we did the other night, because we're not getting new people. That's like 3 calls in a row. So let's do a think tank, yes.
Yeah, someone just came on that I do not have listed here, so we can open them up.
Okay.
They actually literally just came on.
Well, that'll work.
So last 4 digits are 8557. You may be on one of my lists, but you're not in my major list yet. 8557, we've opened up your line.
I talked to Gary today.
Ah, there you go, Gary.
Hi.
And what's your first name?
Hey.
Amy.
Hey,
Amy. Okay.
How you doing, Amy?
I'm good. Sorry, I was busy and didn't get on the call right away.
Yeah, I wish you got to hear a lot of it, but you know, the technology that we're sharing is just unbelievable. Now we're going to be doing it again tomorrow night. I hope you can make it here at 8 o'clock, because you will not believe what you're going to hear. Well, for example, Richard, tell your little story, how you got involved, and you've been involved in other things, and tell her about the help, tell her about the food freshness card. What is it, a food freshness card, or is it even more than that?
Well, we have lots of stories since I came on the end of July here, and I came on and initially had some interest. Well, I didn't come on at that point. Actually, I was on a call for a whole different reason, and I heard this call basically from Irv and Gary, and it caught my interest that I wanted to learn more. So that was, like I said, it was a whole different purpose at that point. So I came on another call a few days later and listened to Irv and Gary, and decided that I wanted to try some of the products. And to try some of the products, it was a big advantage to become, what we call them, affiliates at that point, but become a brand partner and got a discount. So like I said to Gary and Irv, I'm not dumb. The products come with a guarantee. Let's get them for the best price and see what happens. So I actually started out with what they had at that time, the last week in July, with their $3.99 pack, which kind of gave you a sample of of everything that was going on. And so that just got me going, and I've started sharing it with people who I know because the products work. You know, I've heard a lot of stories on the calls, but I've had my own personal experiences with people who I've been involved with. Now, I was kind of someone Gary and Irv didn't know from anyone when I started out. But actually, starting in August until this month, 6 out of the 9 months, I've been won a contest. Good contest, good prizes. It really makes it worthwhile to get out there and talk with people. And in my case, talking with people primarily about the effect of the products on their health and the health of their loved ones and friends and everyone else, as well as their pets. So, one of the products, Food Freshness Card, which is amazing, absolutely amazing product. You just read about it on the website. You read about the information and the Edison Gold Award. I didn't even know there was an Edison Gold Award, let alone how important that is. And especially to have won that award in the category of health and wellness. Amazing. That actually got RJ, president, on Fox News to talk about that and how excited they were. Well, just for practical use, though, we didn't try to do this on purpose, but my wife, Joy, bought a 2-pound container of organic red grapes on a Thursday. We left on vacation on Friday, and the grapes didn't make the cooler. So we came home the next Friday, so that's 8 days later. And I checked out those grapes, and they were as crisp and as sweet, probably sweeter than they were originally. So we ate them over the next 4 or 5 days at that point. Normally, anything organic normally is gone by that time. You don't even want to take a look at it before just putting it in the wastebasket, you know, the bag, and bag it up quick.
Right.
So that's just the Food Freshness Card, okay? But like I said, the nitro, I've actually been using a nitric oxide product for over 10 years. But when I put those patches on my wrist because I was going out to trim the front hedges, which is a couple-hour job, you know, most of it was my arms extended the whole time, I'm usually exhausted after that, and that's it for the day for me. But in this case, you know, I finished it all up, and I felt great. I had more energy, Energizer Bunny energy, so not caffeine energy, but endurance energy that I could just keep on going and doing things with that. So another great product that we've had with that, sleep patch. I've been having issues with sleeping for a long time, and I started to wear those, put those on at night just before I was going to sleep. And it was basically I was sleeping longer through the night, getting up fewer times, and stopped taking all the other things that I was taking. So, and I've had a lot of, you'd be amazed at the number of people who have sleeping problems out there today. And so I have a lot of people who are using them and thrilled, glad that they have them.
So, again.
The help that you get, we have these calls 5 days a week. We got some corporate Zoom calls that we can attend, and Gary and Irv are generally always available to do calls with you or three-way calls with you, and lots going on. I'll leave it at that, Amy.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we have
Pam? Gary off the blue today.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give you an idea, Amy. I wear all of them, naturally, being one of the major distributors in this and got in early. But about 12 years ago, I had to make a decision. A lady ran a red light, and I'm coming basically off a hill, and I timed it just right, and I caught the light green. And out of the corner of my right eye, my peripheral, I saw a little white car. And it crossed the little white line, and I'm running 70 mile an hour, and I'm loaded at like 79,999 pounds. I mean, I was like 1 or 2 pounds being 80,000 pounds. And I thought, oh, please stop. Don't keep coming. Well,
right.
I glanced to my left real quick. Well, there was cars and oncoming traffic there, so I couldn't go left. I glanced to my right. There was nothing in the right, but it was emergency lane, and there was a telephone pole in front of me and basically a building that had for sale. Well, she come on out, and all I saw was two little baby car seats with babies in them.
Oh,
and
no.
I thought, oh, my God, I cannot hit this car. I said, there's no way I couldn't live myself if two babies died. So I jerked my steering wheel, and when I did, I've got rows of carpet, rows of linoleum rugs. I've got a ceramic tile and tile. I've got hardwood floor. Well, when I jerked the wheel to the right to miss her, my trailer tilted up on basically literally on its right wheels, the left side of my truck and trailer come up. I rolled. I clipped that telephone pole. I went through that building, and I slid about 35 yards and then went down a 10-foot embankment with that trailer and all that weight coming through my cab.
Wow.
The right side of my body was literally just crushed. They cut me out of the car, out of my cab and my truck, and for a year, basically a body cast. And the wife I had at that time, I don't know if she was trying to kill me or what she was doing, because she had a $1 million policy. I went from 170 pounds at 6 foot tall to 375 pounds. Doctors wanted me to put one of them sleep thingamajiggies on. They wanted me to start because my blood had got all out of whack, and they were telling me that I need to take a shot, and I said, Well, the doctor told me a year ago, January, that I was going to lose my medical license. And I said, you know, I've been fighting, you know, and she said, you know, you're 375 pounds. I said, I've tried every kind of milkshake, every kind of powder.
Right.
Everything that you could think of to lose weight over the last 12 years, nothing worked. I put three little resonators around my stomach and CBD. I put the burner around my wrist and put some tape on me. And, boy, was I going to the bathroom, because what burn does, burn actually physically detoxes you. It scared me for the first week when I was going to the restroom. When I went to take a dump, it was pure black, and it scared the daylights out of me because I had never seen anything like that. Well, I didn't realize that was the heavy metals and the toxicity.
Right.
So it works on detoxing you. And then it got to where I didn't want to hardly eat nothing. I was walking by desserts, and my wife says, are you okay? And I said, well, she said, well, you just passed up dessert. She said, you normally get a couple plates. She said, is everything okay? And she felt my forehead, and she said, well, you don't feel warm. I said, I'm fine. And she said, well, this is not like you. You normally get a couple big sideboard plates and need sideboards and desserts. And I said,
right.
I'm really not hungry. So it cut my craving. And then it started shaping my body. I started losing inches, and the next thing I knew, I was losing pounds. I've dropped 120 pounds in over a year.
Wow. Good for you.
The sleep, it works great at night, but just like the food freshness card. Now, at home, I've got like 8 food freshness cards. I have a California king-size bed. I have one towards the bottom of my feet. I've got one towards my buttocks area. I've got one towards my chest area. There's 3 on my side and 3 on my wife's side. I've got one in my pillow. I've got one in her pillow. Here in my bunk and my tractor, I've got one at the end. I've got them under the mattress, and I've got one actually under my sheet, and then I've got one in my pillowcase. When I go to sleep, the 5 or 6 hours that I need, I sleep. I don't wake up and go to the restroom. I wake, but I have vivid colored dreams. I'm 62. I haven't had dreams since I was 20.
It's
great. But we have other people actually on here that probably have got some testimonials. Herb does immunity. I do the immunity. But I like the Herb to tell immunity. We have so many great products, and it's inexpensive. We can literally take any product in the world, and we can reproduce it, even if it's patented. And the reason we can do that is because nobody in their patents has ever included sound or vibration or frequency or quantum energy in their patents when they went to get a patent. Well, we do. We have it in our patents, and most of our products has 2 and 3 patents wrapped around it, which makes it exclusive.
Right.
And we put a 90-day guarantee on everything we do because we know it works.
Right. I've never heard of it.
We've got Scott here, too, if you want him.
Yeah, let's get Scott on here. Scott, this is a friend of mine in Pennsylvania. As a matter of fact, when we first introduced this to him, he was extremely rude. He cussed us out.
Yeah, I like it on
him. Well, he thought we were crazy. Right, this little bitty nickel, he was thinking that we were lost our mind.
Well, yeah, most people would, yeah.
Hey, Scott.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Tell your little story about how you cussed us out in the very beginning.
Oh, how I got in this business?
All
right. So there was a guy that I sponsored in an electric business. I was in Ambit Energy. And there was a guy that I sponsored in it that was in this under Gary. And he kept bugging me, and I just settled a lawsuit. So I didn't really want to do anything. I just wanted to kick back, drink Twisted Teas, and do nothing. So anyhow, he kept bugging me. And I was like, look, Chris, I'm just not interested, man. Just leave me alone. Please, just leave me alone. So he let me alone, all right. But then he went after my 70-year-old buddy that's done network marketing all his life. And he told me, he said, Scott, he said, I'm going to go meet Chris. He said, Chris, just to shut him up. And I was like, what? I said, Chris is driving the whole way from Arkansas to Philadelphia, dropping his trailer, and then driving the truck part from Philadelphia to Marion, Pennsylvania. I said, whoa. I said, that's a 3.5-hour drive one way. I said, there's got to be something to this, and if that's the case. And sure enough, there definitely was. Anyhow, Al went and met Chris at Marion, just like he said he was going to. And then Al was coming here at my house to stay that night with Teresa and I. And then he was going back to the auction the next day. So where he met Chris at. So anyhow, Al come get here to the house that evening. And I said, Al, I said, did you shut Chris up? I said, did you tell him to leave us alone? He said, no. He said, I signed up. I said, you did what? I said, not another one. I said, are you serious? He said, yes, Scott, I'm serious. He said, and here, Chris sent you this sample. He said, he really, really wants you to try it. And he said, I would appreciate it if you would try it as well. I said, well, since you're asking me, and Chris is an old friend of mine, I said, all right, I'll try it for both of you. So I tried. I told him, I said, yeah, I'll let you put one of those on my back. So give me the relief, and I had Teresa stick it on my back where it looked like somebody kicked me. I was injured on the job. And mm-hmm. I have some pretty extensive injuries to my back, my upper and lower. And I was suffering with extreme discomfort for many years, many, many years. And the doctors had me on some of the strongest narcotic medications that you can think of. So anyhow, I hadn't been taking any discomfort medications for a long time. And I was just suffering the discomfort. So anyhow, I told him, I said, I'll make you a deal. I said, if that little sticker takes away any of my discomfort, I will join your business and we'll get this rodeo started. Well, the next morning, I get up out of bed a little quicker than I normally did. And I was like, no, there's no way. So then I was in the shower and I was like, man, the water was just running on me. And I was like, you know something? I was like, man, I'm not in this. I don't have this stabbing, agging normally where what's going on. And I was like, So then I get out of the shower and I got dressed. And then when I bent over and I put my shoes on, I knew that I had my hands on something. I actually still wasn't sure at that point in time what I had my hands on, but I knew that there was something behind it. So I come out here and I looked at Al, and Teresa was standing there and she's like, what? And I was like, this is unreal. I said, this is just blanky blank crazy. And she's like, seriously, Scott, you don't have any discomfort? I said, no, I really don't. I said, I still have some, but not near like what I normally do. So So anyhow, I told him, I said, well, let's get this rodeo started. So then after that, I had some serious health issues going on. I've been a diabetic, that's the only way to put that, diabetic since the age of 3. I'm 46 years old. I've had diabetes 43 years now, and I was having some stomach problems where you would wake up in the morning and you would either have to run to the bathroom with liquidy stool, or you would have to run to the bathroom because you were going to vomit. One or the other was going on. It happened every morning of my life for 5 years. To the point where I didn't really care if I lived or I died, to be honest with you. I was just fed up. The doctors couldn't figure out what was going on. Everything they gave me just made me worse. And I got this earthing card, and I tell you what, I think it was 3 days later, everything stopped. I can get up now. Before I have appointments in the morning, I can never make them. I always got kicked out of places because I couldn't make all my appointments, or I had very understanding, like I very really do. I have a very understanding chiropractor. And he would just accept me whatever time I could come in. So anyhow, I haven't had that issue now for going on. Well, I've been involved in this since like the 17th of June. I got my earthing card finally at the beginning of July of last year, and I don't have them problems anymore. It is totally amazing what that card can do. I have people that have had frozen shoulders. It's unfrozen their shoulders. Oh, and I'll tell you, my dog, I have a 14-year-old dog. He's an Akita. And most Akitas only live 8.5 to 10 years to be 10 years old. Well, anyhow, she's 14. She turned 14 on March 12th, 2 months ago. So anyhow, Nyla uses, she has an earthing card, she has a CBD pep tag, and she has some severe problems with getting around because her body mass is leaving her in her rear end. So we put the stickers on her all the time. She wears Relief. Right now she has something else on, but it's not out yet. It's called osteoarthritis. She even has some of that on. She has WOW on CBD, an extra sticker of CBD. But anyhow, when the dog starts not doing well, she'll start really, really walking sideways. Yesterday she was really sideways. We had just changed her batteries, as Earth calls them. We just changed her batteries on Friday. So this morning was actually a better morning for her. She's walking straight again. It's just amazing. She just got done eating her chicken breast and rice. But if it wouldn't be for Nature's Frequencies, Rick Hassler, RJ Hassler, and Mike that come up with this, I honestly don't think that my dog would still be living. So I give major, major thanks to them. I love those guys. They're terrific. And get involved in this business. If you didn't take a position yet, Amy, I highly suggest that you do, because you don't know what person that you might meet. You might meet some crazy person like me that just turns this thing upside down, and you just never know. You don't know who you're going to meet. So take a free position and just get ready to join our family, and let's get started. So if you have any questions, you can get my number from Gary and them. You can call me anytime. Preferably not after 11 at night, but I'm normally in bed by then. But anyhow, you can get help in this business day or night. If you really start to get putting a team together, you can have Irv Samuel show up at your doorstep, and then you're off to flea markets and you just don't know where you're off to. We walk up and down the streets. I stop people in the middle of the street. It doesn't matter. This just everyone needs to know about this. So thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Scott. And the money that can be made is just unreal. Now, who else, Richard, we got on here? Is Charles on here, Richard?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
I'm going to check.
Okay. Any other branding partner want to tell a story? You should really come back, Amy, Monday night and really listen to the whole story, nothing but the story.
Right.
This is phenomenal. It's worldwide. We've got stuff going in South. Well, we've got right now. We've got 84 countries that we've opened up in less than a year. Irv and I, you come right here to the show. You dial this number?
Yeah, I had my alarm set. My alarm went off, but I was on a call. I couldn't get off of it until too late.
That's fine. But we're here 5 nights a week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and then 5 p.m. Pacific, 5 nights a week. We're fixing to start doing two more on Tuesday and Friday. Normally we're not here, but we have a big Bitmanese group, and we have a big Spanish group, so we're going to probably start letting them do a Tuesday and Friday night. And then we have a Tuesday night webinar with one of my other business partners, Susie Jackson's, and then we have our Saturday corporate training call where we have actually a practitioner. Now, this Saturday, we're gonna have a world class blue light healer, naturopathic healer. She is from over and around France, and she is unreal. And she teaches you things just like she's been doing research. That's how we found out about taking this food freshness card and putting it in, because she uses it with her patients while she's getting ready, leaving one patient to another. She has them laying on her table, and she has them laying on this food freshness card while she's getting looking over their charts and getting everything done for about 10, 12 minutes. You know, when you go into a doctor's office, they put you in a room, and normally it's 10, 12 minutes before anybody ever gets in there. What right. she has them do is she has them lay on this food freshness card. And when she goes to do her work, the energy in them is transferred, and it's amazing. You can stick these on glasses, like water. I mean, that's the key is drinking water. But I've got a tumbler that I've got the burn on a tumbler. I've got the relief on a tumbler. I've got the wow on a tumbler. I've got the CBD on a tumbler. And I just filled up with water. And, of course, I've got the stickers on me, too. But the frequencies are penetrating through that tumbler, and the water is just unreal. I used to hate water. Literally hate water. You would not get me drink water. Well, now I crave water.
Right. So, I mean, I can't picture what they are. They're just like, look like old credit cards, debit cards, or?
Well, the food freshness card is about like a mouse pad. It's about 5 inches by 5 inches. The earthing card is about like a credit card. The little resonators, the little batteries are about the size of a nickel, and they're clear or they're gold. If you go with all the information I send you, you will actually see. If you'll scroll through all the information, the information I sent you is a lot of information that you can just look through. And I mean, I've been on the phone with Scott and Richard both at probably 1 or 2 in the morning. I will get up in the middle of the night and help people. I've got people call me from Australia. I've got people that's calling me from Japan that can speak English. The Philippines, South Africa, Australia. I mean, I've got people everywhere. So does Irv. And we're up all the time. I mean, it's just 5 hours sleep is what I've been used to for years and years and years and years and years. So it doesn't really bother me, but it's unreal what this can do. But I'd like for you to hear the whole story, nothing but the story, and then you just see a jury and listen to it. But tomorrow night we'll be here at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now you're out in what, Missouri? Where are you
Iowa.
At?
I'm in Iowa.
Iowa? Yeah. Iowa. So you're out in you're in Central Time. So it'd be 7 p.m. Central for you.
Okay. Yep. That's what I got my alarm set for.
Yeah, and then try to bring somebody on, because if you bring four people on just to get their opinion, I will send you 12 resonators, which is a 36-day supply, and I'll send you an EMF shield, which is about a $45-$50 worth of a product, absolutely free, and I even pay the shipping. All
I
want is you and four of the people say your name and get their opinion. That's all I ask, is the opinion of the radio show.
Sure.
Okay. Irv Samuels, are you still here?
He's there.
Irv. There's no telling where he's at. Oh, well. Then what we're going to do is we're going to call tonight, and I got to get up at 4 a.m., so we're going to call it an early night since Irv's not wanting to talk. I want to thank everyone for coming tonight and thank the team again for being here. And just get ready. We're getting close to relaunching the company, and you're gonna witness a major explosion. So get ready, and get ready to make a lot of money, because when the new launch comes, you're gonna be amazed at what you're gonna learn, and the bonuses that's gonna be put in place, because we've been working on a lot of good stuff. So thank each and every one of you tonight. We love you. We think about you constantly, and we're here. If we can help you, don't hesitate to call me or call Irv. We are here to help you grow your business to Irv and I have got it. We're here to help you grow it all over the world. So thank you a lot. Be kind. Love and care, because I'm going to tell you something. Caring about people is sharing, and sharing is caring and loving people. Share the information. Show the love. Spread the love, and spend mine and Irv's money by inviting people, because you can give away free samples and let Irv and I pay for it to help you build your business. I don't know anywhere in the world where you can spend somebody else's money to build your business, but right here, we let you spend mine and Irv's money by giving away free samples. We pay for the radio show. We pay for your websites. We pay for your software. It doesn't cost you a dime. Get involved. Share. Thank you all. We'll see you tomorrow night. Richard, thank you so much for operating the radio board. Thank you, Irv, for co-hosting and helping me. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, everyone that spoke. Thank you, Amy, for coming on. We'll see all of you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you, and good night, everyone.
Night.
Thanks, Gary.